Now the women to watch, Wealth Watch.
Thank you for tuning in to Wealth Watch with Signature FD, where we talk about using all the pillars of your wealth, grow, protect, live, and give, to live a great life, a little something we call net worthwhile. My name is Heather Fortner, and I'm the CEO of Signature FD. Today, I'm with Jim Talley, our Director of Signature FD's community, Signature Health. If you're unfamiliar with Signature FD's client communities, they are teams dedicated to intimately knowing and understanding the wealth management needs of a specific client audience. Signature Health is a team that specializes in helping doctors and dentists live a great life. Jim, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having me, Heather.
Tell us a little bit about Signature Health, if you would.
Well, we feel strongly that medical professionals, especially ones who own their own practice, have unique needs. They have a deep passion for helping others and often devote most of their time and energy into creating spaces where people can be cared for. But this often means that they're so focused on caring for patients, building their business, and furthering their medical career that they leave little time to think about or care for themselves. So that's where we come in, to offer our experience partnering with clients just like them who face similar issues and have similar needs.
Jim, tell me a little bit about how you became passionate about the Signature Health community.
Yeah, I kind of happened into healthcare by chance. I have a family of individuals who have come from healthcare. So I have a father who was a hospital CEO. I have multiple family members who were dentists and orthodontists. And I've been in the business for about 30 years now. And just over the course of the years and helping clients that came from that space, I eventually got referred to more and more people who faced the same challenges and issues and wanted help with those. So it really evolved probably mostly over the last 15 years into, you know, the great majority of my book being healthcare related clients, just to due to some of those connections.
Talk to me a little bit about the differences that you see in doctors and dentists that are running their own practices and some of the other communities. What are some of the unique needs that your clients have?
Yeah, healthcare clients often have unique cash flow situations. If they're younger doctors, they may be servicing a lot of student loan debt. Mm. If they own their own practice, a lot of the cash flow and net worth may be tied up in the business. And this can often cause them to feel like their ability to enjoy the fruits of their labor is a distant reality. So we really focus on helping them find opportunities that allow them to enjoy more of their wealth now, to protect what they've built, but still have the capital needed to pay down debt or grow their business. So this includes finding ways to streamline current cash flow, incorporating tax strategies to help them keep more of what they make, focusing on asset protection, and implementing portfolio strategies to take the stress off future cash flows in retirement. For employed physicians, we're versed in most of the benefit plans of the area hospitals, which is helpful in understanding deferred comp and other issues that they face. Mm-hmm. For practice owners, we spend a lot of time discussing transition planning, whether it be selling to a junior partner, a larger practice group, a hospital, a service organization, or a private equity firm. And all this is in addition to the traditional wealth management services like private investment opportunities, philanthropic planning, and everything in between that we provide to all of our clients. We feel understanding these particular challenges and the nuances they create is what makes Signature Health such a compelling and important community.
Mm-hmm. Jim, would you say that having, you know, a dad that was the CEO of a healthcare institution, of a hospital, what were some of the unique lessons that you learned kind of on the front lines with that experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think it takes a special person to be a healthcare professional or practitioner. Mm-hmm. You really have to have a heart and care for others and be willing to spend a lot of time and effort focusing outward rather than inward. Mm-hmm. And so the examples that I saw over the years, both through my father as well as other family members and those close to me in the industry, were that they often devoted so much time caring for their patients or their healthcare related businesses that they often sacrificed, you know, the personal side of things to an extent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you had less time maybe to focus on your family, less time to focus on personal health, certainly less time to focus on personal finance. And as a result of that, it gave me an appreciation for the real need to be able to help the healthcare community with those types of issues. And I think we were kind of uniquely positioned to be able to do that, given our foundation of comprehensive financial planning, but then also over time, the experiences that we've had working with those in that group, it allows us to really fully engage new clients in that space and share those experiences and commonalities and create solutions and opportunities that are based on those prior experiences.
Mm-hmm. You make a really good point about early professionals in their careers. You know, you mentioned the student debt load. They may have really sacrificed, I mean, obviously a lot of years, but a lot of money and a lot of debt going to school and getting trained to take care of other people. How early on are you able to help people that might not yet have accumulated a lot of assets, but, you know, are probably making good money now that they're actually practicing, but they do have a lot of debt and they're probably trying to grow families and make some pretty big life decisions? Are you able to help those people as well?
Yeah, I mean, we absolutely are. I think there's probably three or four identifiable phases to a career in healthcare, especially for a physician. And that first phase is coming out of residency, getting your first job. You're making pretty decent money, but in a lot of cases, there's a lot of student debt that you've accumulated over the years. And there's a lot of other expenses that have accumulated. And so in a lot of cases, the cash flow is eaten up by servicing the debt. There isn't a lot of retirement savings yet at that point. You know, they're struggling to determine what to do with risk and liability. And really, there's, I think, an acute need to structure things so that there's a plan in place to get out of that situation as quickly as possible, to become cash flow positive, to address the debt and take care of any issues associated with that. So you're in a position where you can start saving for retirement. Mm-hmm. You can put money away if you're a practice owner to grow a business or reinvest back in the business. So it's never too early. In fact, the earlier the better in terms of starting down that path. And we have a team of folks who spend a lot of time with doctors at the beginning of their career to help with those types of issues.
Mm-hmm. Are there big differences between the ways that you would work with a physician versus a dentist, or are those comparable in that, you know, they're practice owners or employed and it's similar?
Yeah, I think the biggest differences, whether it be a dentist or a doctor, you know, traditional doctor, is whether they're an employed physician or dentist or whether they're a practice owner. So I think that's where the biggest distinction comes. Mm-hmm. And if they're an employed physician, you know, if they work for a hospital system or a large practice group or what have you, you know, in a lot of cases, they're going to have an employee benefits package that's similar to somebody that might work at Coca-Cola or Home Depot. So there's a benefits package that you're dealing with. There might be deferred comp opportunities and other, you know, quasi-executive benefit plans that you need to assess. So they have one set of issues that's probably more akin to what a corporate executive might face. Mm-hmm. The practice owner, on the other hand, whether it be a doctor or a dentist, is probably more akin to an entrepreneur. So they own a business. So in addition to the personal financial aspect of that, they have the business to tend to. You know, they have payroll to make. They have equipment to purchase. They have employee relations issues. They've got to worry about their own insurance and coverage along those lines. So You know, within our firm, we have groups that deal with executives and we have groups that deal with entrepreneurs as well in different communities. So there's some commonalities we can share across our initiatives or our communities that are applicable to the doctor and dental community as well, if they are a practice owner.
I love that. Talk a little bit about one of the things that I would assume would be first and foremost probably very important to people taking care of other people are the risks, the liabilities, the really the protection of themselves and what they own to ensure that other people aren't coming after that. Can you talk a little bit about the capabilities of the team to review those protection aspects and ensure that we have you know, that every client has what they need to protect what they have created?
Yeah, we're certainly familiar with the risks that, you know, are associated with the profession. So we can obviously help clients take a look at their current insurance coverages. And we can make suggestions to them of other things that may be beneficial. So whether it be personal liability coverages on top of their malpractice insurance, or if it's an asset titling issue where we can get assets out of their name into an entity name or a trust or a spouse's name, or it might be funding permanent life insurance or retirement plans, which in some states might have protections against lawsuits and things of that nature. So we definitely do a lot of work with our clients along those lines. When it gets into more specific coverages related to their profession in terms of medical malpractice and the like, we have partners in the community that we can refer them to help review those types of coverages as well to make sure that they're properly insured.
That's awesome. Tell us one story, if you have a favorite one, if you can think about it off the top of your head, one story where you were very, very proud of the impact that you were able to have with either some sort of healthcare professional in what you do, and the impact that you were able to make in their life?
Yeah, so in recent years, we've noticed a major uptick in consolidation in the healthcare industry. So as a result, many owners in the space are facing tough decisions about what to do with their businesses. Should I stay the course in growing and managing the business, or do I look at a transition plan like a sale? And we worked with a healthcare professional a while back who owned a medical device company. He'd worked many years to build what became a really attractive business, and he'd been approached many times over the years by potential suitors, but was open to it more now because of some personal goals that had changed and some really attractive multiples in the industry. So a private equity firm came calling about buying the business, and this time he was seriously considering it. The valuation was attractive. We spent a lot of time talking to him about his desire to create a better work-life balance. But before he could definitively consider a sale, he really needed to know if he could afford to sell. And what I mean by that is he needed to know after transaction fees like taxes, expenses, and the like, would there be enough there for him to enjoy the lifestyle he wanted for the remainder of his life? And for him, it was particularly important because he was still in his early 50s. So he had a lot of years in which this money was going to have to support him. So how would he replace the cash flow he enjoyed with the business to pay the monthly living expenses going forward? And ultimately, we came up with a strategy for him to sell the business that provided the clarity he needed to envision what he would keep from the sale, how that would be allocated after the transaction, and what his future financial roadmap would look like. And we spent a lot of time focusing on a couple key things that were particularly important to him. So, and this is pretty common when we see a liquidity event or a doctor facing a liquidity event. But, you know, one was tax minimization. So how could he reduce the tax impact of the sale? And we spent a lot of time and really accomplished this through a trust structure, some concentrated charitable giving, and a tax deferral strategy. The second was a long-term portfolio construction. How would the funds be structured to meet his needs? So for this, we designed a long-term portfolio allocation built not only to grow, but also to provide for him and his family through the years. And then finally, he was interested in creating some reliable retirement, that's a mouthful, income streams in addition to his retirement accounts. So in short, he wanted to be able to visualize his retirement cash flow sources into the future. Mm-hmm. So in addition to his retirement accounts, we built in a guaranteed income vehicle, basically a pension, and some tax-free income structures to contribute additional cash flow streams for his retirement needs down the road. So at the end of the day, what we had for him was a 40-plus year plan that mapped out a financial future. And that allowed him to have the confidence that, hey, if I sell the business, there's going to be enough there to support me and my family the way I want for the remainder of my lifetime. And ultimately, every client that we talk to about a liquidity event, that's basically what they want to know. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, am I going to have enough to be able to support my family and mm-hmm. live the way I want? So it was particularly rewarding because we dug really deep on multiple different areas mm-hmm. and saved him a significant amount in taxes, gave him that clarity that, hey, I know where I'm going. I know how this is going to work out. And it was so rewarding because he's devoted so much of his life to helping, you know, run a company that, you know, is devoted to caring for others and improving lives. And we were able to provide him with the peace of mind that, you know, his financial future was covered. And gave him the confidence to do the things that he wanted to today and into the future.
I love it. That's awesome. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for what you do for our healthcare professionals. I know over the past 2 years specifically, you know, they have really been the front lines. And so let us take this moment to just say thank you to all of our healthcare professionals out there. We are indebted to you and we are grateful for what you have done over the past couple of years. And if there's any way that we can help you to be sure that you're living your best life, we would love that opportunity. So thank you again for tuning in to Wealth Watch with Signature FD. If you'd like to learn more about how Signature FD can help you achieve your net worthwhile, please visit us at www.signaturefd.com. I'm Heather Fortner. Thanks for listening.